Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, November, Oscar Echo, Fred White. Fred White, VK4NOE, became a silent key January 29, 2025. Fred was a member of the Mount Isa and District's Amateur Radio Club when it was formed in 1979. He was known around Australia as an active member of the Royal Naval Amateur Radio Society, a regular participant of the RNARS net held on 15 metres Sunday mornings in the early 80s. Fred passed away January 29 in Townsville Hospital after a short illness.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Redfest 25, Adventures on HF, update. Greetings from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest 25, Adventures on HF, will be held on the 12th of April 2025, gates open at 9 a.m. Our new venue will be the Deception Bay North State School, Old Bay Road, Deception Bay. Our new venue is filling up with vendors. There's only a few tables left. Hurry and book your table. Don't miss out. Tables are $15 each. For table bookings, email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Don't forget your raffle tickets for the ICOM IC7300. Tickets $5. Buy as many as you want. Bye for now on 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au/redfest.
Welcome to Q News for Sunday the 16th of March. I'm John, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and what a week it's been. And who expected such a confluence of events that all demonstrated how useful amateur radio could be in a time of stress and emergency? As this segment goes to air, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day will be in its final block. The Field Day celebrates readiness and willingness to operate portable without connection to mains power and to provide training for emergency conditions. And like the universe playing a massive prank, ex-tropical cyclone Alfred showed us all how exactly ready we would be to deal with an actual natural event. A week before the competition, and at least one Wison training exercise had to be cancelled while we dealt with the civil emergency. Alfred gave our club a chance to experiment. We tested out a new location and for the first time ran the meeting interactively over the net. It can only get better from here. And we had an opportunity to restructure the management committee with some appointments to backfill vacant positions. Check that out on the website, go to the committee page and see the Rogues Gallery and meet the leadership team. You'll probably get a few surprises. With Alfred and its aftermath now a diminishing memory, let's have a look at what's coming up in the next few weeks for Darling Downs Radio Club. The second weekend in April is going to be exceptionally busy for members and guests of the club. Many of us will be travelling to Redcliffe for Redfest on Saturday the 12th of April, so we've shifted our regular informal lunch to Sunday the 13th of April. The location is still to be decided. We'll probably be somewhere in the Lockyer Valley, and we'll provide an opportunity for those members and guests who can't make it to an event on a Saturday. So definitely, Sunday the 13th of April for the lunch, and we'll let you know where shortly. It will be on the website in the upcoming events entry on the homepage. The following day, Monday the 14th of April, is our monthly member meeting. If you've ever been on a plane or been booked for speeding, you know that radar is pretty important technology. You might even know that night vision has very little to do with carrots. But what about LiDAR, a technology crucial to successful operation of self-driving vehicles? At our next member meeting on the 14th of April, Cameron, VK4CSS, will be talking about both radar and LiDAR. He'll focus on how radar and LiDAR are used for speed measurement, including pre-operation checks, modes of operation, how to use radar and LiDAR, and most importantly, Cam will tell you when radar and LiDAR experience error and won't work. Yes, who knew? These technologies are not infallible. Keep an eye on our website for updates to the warm body location and whether we'll be streaming the meeting live for those who live a bit further away. Those dates again, it's the 12th, 13th and 14th of April. Finally, a tip for this coming Tuesday, the 18th of March, for anyone who's involved in community broadcasting or is interested in protecting an IT network. Technorama, the group that looks after the technologists who support community broadcasting, is running a webinar on cybersecurity. It's this coming Tuesday at 17:30 Queensland time, 18:30 Oz Daylight time. The challenges of networking and cyber protection certainly apply to hams, and you're welcome to join the session and learn. Register at technorama.org.au. All the information I just covered is available on our website, www.ddrci.org.au, and if you missed any info or want to clarify, then get an email to someone who cares, secretary@ddrci.org.au, or use the contact form on the website. Until next week, 73 from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Skark is having a car boot sale on March 22nd at the Club Rooms, 85 Godfrey's Road, Bly Bly. Entry and traders' tables are free, but we do require bookings to secure a trader's spot. It will be located in the grounds of the Club Rooms, so if you need shade apart from the few large trees there, you'll have to organise something yourself. There'll be egg and bacon rolls and drinks for sale, as well as some great bargains to be had. Traders can set up from 8 a.m. and general entry is from 9 a.m. Details of how to book a trader's spot are on our website, vk4wis.org.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. So for many of us, it is good riddance to Alfred, the cyclone that was. For many more, it is the harrowing task of saving what is left and disposing of the too badly damaged and finding the path back to normality. We were fortunate that the drama that unfolded as the low-pressure system deluged the coast was kept away by the forces of nature or the whim of the gods. I don't know which. What I did know is that whilst Harvey Bay coastal suburbs were swamped, we, only some 30 kilometres away, had sunshine and blue sky. I mention this only to show that the effects of this weather system were so hard to predict and the ability to prepare was that much harder. Domestically, we had obtained another larger capacity generator for those times when the mains drop out, and I'd been preparing it for service prior to the entrance of Cyclone Albert. As it turned out, the engine needed some replacement parts which I had sourced from online vendors, as I couldn't track down a local dealership for the brand. As the people of southeast Queensland honed their listening skills trying to get a sense of the forecast track and the possible destination, I waited and watched the tracking information on my parts delivery. It was ironic that my preparedness ended up being arrested when the delivery services seemed to halt processing on Wednesday, with Albert still expected to create havoc somewhere between Bribie Island and the Gold Coast. Now, having dodged the proverbial bullet, the parts have been delivered and our new but second-hand generator is finally commissioned into service. I suppose the point is that when we see the need to prepare for potential emergencies, we should press on and complete the jobs, as delay could spell disaster. We were lucky this time, but always there will be a next time to deal with some drama, and probably it will be weather-related. People in the radio community can now erect their skyhooks without fear of gale-force winds, and the lucky ones can enjoy the John Moyle activities of this weekend, with hopefully more welcoming weather than most of us have had. To our many listeners and others who follow on video, text or podcast, I wish you success in your recovery efforts if you've suffered during the cyclone. And for all of us, may the companionship that amateur radio fosters continue and spread. May the bands be open and the signals strong. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.